Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back in for Chad Hartman. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. I have got a few authors that I really love to read. Guys that are able to capture your imagination, get your attention, and take you outside of the life that you live. Help you explore different dynamics of the human element. And one of those authors is Jeff Belanger. We're lucky enough to have him on today. After his brother-in-law, Chris, passed away, author Jeff Belanger made the decision to take the trip of a lifetime, both in honor of Chris and in pursuit of clarity about his own life and goals. The Call of Kilimanjaro is a day-by-day record of Belanger's ascent to the peak of Africa's highest mountain. The book is out and available now. Joining us on the line, Jeff Belanger. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
No problem, man. It's always a pleasure. What is it, 7 years since you made that climb?
7 years ago yesterday. So 7 years ago today, we were on the way down.
When you set your mind to do something, you know, how do you inspire yourself? I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to, you know, wash cars for the weekend to raise money for homeless pets, you know, or whatever. There's a difference between a task like that and I'm going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, I guess there is a difference.
A little bit.
A little bit.
You know, obviously you were inspired sadly by the loss and death of your brother-in-law, but to take on such a Herculean task, was that like the first thing that came to mind?
So, you know, whenever you do something in your life, Dave, you know, think about any sort of accomplishment you've ever had or, mm-hmm. or something you've done. When you look back on it, when you reflect, you realize that it was probably like 30, 40 things that conspired to make that thing happen. And then if you realize you give it more time, it would probably come up with another 30 or 40. You know what I mean? It was never right. Just one thing. And so you were just playing the song, Africa. That was a little piece of it. You know, back in the 80s, I remember that song. You know, sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti. You know, there's a line in that song. And so that's one little piece. I ended up taking Swahili in college, which is a weird story, but I had failed French because the teacher hated me.
French, Spanish, German, nah. What about Swahili? Who knows when that might come in handy?
So that was it. So then I took Spanish because I was like, well, I need a language requirement. But Spanish was too close to French. I was getting confused. And I said, I need a language that's unlike either of them. And a friend said, take Swahili. I'm like, where do they even speak that? They said, you know, Eastern Africa, Tanzania, Kenya, things like that. I said, all right. My mom said, what are you ever going to use that? I was like, you never know. You know, another little conspiring thing. And I love to hike. I really do. After college, I sort of got into, you know, I live here in New England and climbing some of the White Mountains and things like that. You know, 3,000-foot mountains, 4,000-foot mountains, and just being outside. And it's really head clearing for me to go and take a, you know, go hike in the woods for a few hours. But Kilimanjaro was always on my bucket list because it's one of the seven summits, and those are the tallest summits on each of the continents. And it's very accessible. So it's not a technical climb. It's not like, you know, you're hanging by ropes and you know, hammering into the sides of cliffs and things like that. And so I was always thinking, like, boy, that would be great to do. But when my brother-in-law, Chris, got cancer, that really changed things in my life. He was only a few years older than me. And it was about a two-year-plus journey from the time he was diagnosed to the time that he passed away. And in that time, he and I got very close. You know, we talked a lot about this whole process he was going through of dying. And, you know, for that first year, he was kind of in denial. But the second year, we really talked a lot because my sister was in sort of denial about the whole thing. Like, you know, I mean, he did the chemo and radiation and all that. And, well, you're going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But we knew it wasn't. And Chris couldn't really talk to her about it, but he did talk to me. And we got really close, and I always liked him anyway, but I really got to respect what he was going through. And it was so, it was one of the most profound relationships of my life because it was so honest and raw and bare. And, you know, realizing at one point, you know, in the conversations we would have that I'm like, wow, you know, I'm dying too. You know, you are, we all are. It's just, I don't have an expiration date that's been handed to me by a doctor. He did. And as he's sort of wasting away, you start to realize how short life is, and you know, there's no time to wait. And so I was doing a charity event a few months after he passed away, and it was for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. And they said, "Hey, we're doing a fundraiser," and I'd helped them in the past. And I said, "Yeah, I'm really busy, Amy, but if I can help you, of course I will. You know, I'll do what I can." And she said, "We're going to climb Mount Kilimanjaro," and I went, "Oh. Climb Mount Kilimanjaro to raise money for cancer research months after my brother-in-law died from cancer, something I've always wanted to do on my, you know, my bucket list." And I just looked at her and I said, yep, I'm in. I have to do this. And it was, I don't know, Dave, how many times has the universe held something out on a golden platter for you like that? You know, I mean, it doesn't happen a lot in my life, but
no, it certainly doesn't. But the universe was speaking and you were listening.
Right. And right there it was obvious. I was like, I can't not do this. I have to do it. How do I say no? I can't. And I talked to my family. It was going to be a lot of money. It was going to be a lot of training. And we said, yeah, this is happening. We have to do this. I have to do this. And so I was put together with a team of, there were five strangers, all from New England. None of us knew each other, but we were all doing it for the same cause. And we had a coach and we trained and we got really close. And suddenly I became just engrossed with the whole idea of I have to do this, and I really don't want to fail. And so everything I was doing was for the mountain. You know, you'd go out with friends to a restaurant or to a bar or something, and I'm like, do I really need that bacon double cheeseburger? Is that going to help me get up Kilimanjaro, you know? And I was making better health choices. I was living, you know, as clean as I could. And just everything was so singularly focused on this one objective. And it was amazing. And because my biggest fear was to not be able to do it.
Jeff Belanger, our guest on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. We need to take a quick break. We'll come back and hear about that climb and what it meant to him to reach the summit. The book, again, is out and available. You can find it wherever you purchase books. And it is The Call of Kilimanjaro. Make sure you check it out. We'll be back with more right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, you can keep your dial right here because in for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. And on the time, we're looking at 1249. It's the Lindis Construction Time Check. Time to get 75% off installation labor on Infinity from Marvin Windows. Joining me on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, Jeff Belanger, the author, is here talking to us about his book, The Call of Kilimanjaro. You set off to do this. You've done your training. You get to the base of this, what would appear to be an insurmountable odd for me, Jeff, and you look at it. What is it like to be in that moment, to be in Africa, and know that this is no longer a bucket list dream? This is, you are standing there ready to make this climb.
Well, when we get to the hotel, it was nighttime in Arusha, Arusha is where we landed, in Moshi. And I woke up in the morning and I looked out and Kilimanjaro takes up the entire skyline. And I was just giddy. I was like, it was like being in a bar and your favorite celebrity walks in. And by the time we get to the base is, 100 miles away. By the time we get to where the climb would start, which is about 5,000-6,000 feet in elevation, and keep in mind the top is 19,341 feet, if you keep a score. So when we get started, you're in the woods, and it feels like summer. It's really warm, and we start walking, and my head is just spinning. Am I ready for this? It's going to take 6 days to get to the top. We're going to be sleeping on the ground in tents, which is not my favorite thing to do. and we're walking, and it's the woods. I've hiked in woods before, but then suddenly I see monkeys in the trees around us. And I've seen monkeys in zoos, but I've never seen them in the wild, And I said, wow, if these monkeys want to leap out of these trees and rip my face off, there's nothing to stop them.
A little bit of a fatalist thought, but I'll let you go. I understand the moment.
So you just went, oh, I'm in their world, right? I'm an intruder. And so they let us pass, thankfully, and we start going. And that first day, I'm worried about my family. I'm worried about my job back home. I'm worried about the emails I'm missing, the phone calls and text messages. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no cell signal, once you get on the mountain. And it was just a very unsure type of thing. And by the time I laid down in the tent that first night, on the ground, really uncomfortable.
Right.
I'm asking myself, I'm in my 40s. What am I doing? Am I even cut out for this? And you have those moments of doubt. But also, life gets much simpler, especially once we got going. After that first night, once we were going, life was so simple. I need to eat, I need to rest, and I need to get to the next camp. And I need to just take one step at a time. And as we got above the tree line, which was pretty much day two, it was, the views were so breathtaking. Everywhere you look, I took something like 1,600 photos when I was there, because every time the sun shifted, a cloud shifted, or we moved a little further up, up the mountain, the view was just so breathtaking. It was so quiet. It was so peaceful. The air was the cleanest air I've ever breathed in my life. And I found myself feeling different, and I realized what it was around the third day. I was unplugging. I was finally unplugging from my day-to-day hectic internet-connected Wi-Fi enabled cell phone cable TV life.
And you have got, that's got to be like a huge burden kind of lifted off your shoulders as well, realizing that you don't need that, and that the importance of life is much more than the electronic devices that we carry with us all the time.
It was a burden I didn't know was there. Until it was gone, you don't think about it. You just go through your day every day. You check your email, you respond to a text or whatever. But once it's taken away and suddenly all the noise stops, I encourage anybody. I mean, you don't have to go to Africa for this. You can just, you know, take a walk in the woods or by a pond and just leave your phone at home or in the car and just be out there. And you do feel it after just a short period of time. But every step as we get higher and higher, and once you're above 10,000 feet, I mean, you start to feel that. You start right. to, you know, it gets harder to breathe. So it becomes a journey of endurance and so much time for, you know, introspection and inward thoughts. And by the way, it's not all that hard for the first few days. I mean, it's sort of a gradual hill. The route we're taking is meant so you can acclimate to the altitude. It gets really hard near the very end as we start to really get up into higher altitudes and steep climbs, and we're getting ready to go for the top.
Well, no pressure. 4 minutes to go in the segment. What's it like then once you've got to that point where you're thinking, wow, this is real now. This is real heavy. The first couple days were easy compared to what I'm hitting. And how do you find that fortitude to just keep pushing?
When we went for the summit, and you're starting at 15,000 feet, and we got to get to 19,000 feet, and we started at midnight, it's completely dark. I have a headlamp to just see around my feet. And every step is just all I can do to breathe. Breathing as deep as I possibly can. I'm so winded. I dropped my glove at one point, and I bent down to pick it up, and I put it back on, and that was the most exhausting thing I did. It was incredible, and it was so dark, and it was so very cold. It was the coldest I've ever been in my life. I was once in Vermont, and it was 60 below zero with the wind chill. That was the previous coldest I've ever been in my life. And this, I'm freezing, and I'm just trying to get higher and higher. But then something happened around 5 in the morning, and I looked forever in the distance. And keep in mind, we are way above the clouds at this point. And I saw just this hint of light on the horizon, and I realized the sun was coming up. And when the sun started to rise, and we reached the rim of the volcano, which, you know, still a little ways to go to the top, but when we reached the rim, and I saw the sun just above the clouds, I felt this profound and overwhelming sense of just oneness. There's a word in Swahili that means for the top of the mountain that translates to the realm of God, because they believe only God is allowed at the top of Kilimanjaro, or those who God deems worthy. And in that moment, I just felt worthy. And I felt my brother-in-law, Chris, with me, and that sunrise. And it was warmer. It filled me with this renewed sense of hope. And I knew in that moment that even though the top was another hour away, another, like, you know, half a mile and 500 vertical feet, I knew there was no question that I was going to make it. It was a done deal. I was deemed worthy. And that sunrise, I took a picture of it. I literally had it tattooed on my leg. I will never forget it as long as I live. And that sense that hope can be renewed in something as simple as a sunrise was my biggest takeaway from the entire journey. It changed my life, just one sunrise, something that happens every single day, and we take it for granted.
We have about a minute and a half left. For those people out there that are facing what they think are insurmountable odds every day and dealing with issues in their life and afraid to take that first step, what advice do you give to them, Jeff?
No one can climb a mountain. It's too high. It's too big. But you can take a step, you know, and you can take another step. It's the same like writing a book. No one can write a book. It's too big. It's too much. But you can write a word, and then you can write a sentence, and then you can write a paragraph, and you can write a page. We have to break down anything insurmountable in front of us into its least common denominator and just tackle it one piece at a time. And try to enjoy the journey. And that's the other takeaway, right? The journey is incredible. And if you can appreciate those smaller steps, the little pieces it takes to get through something insurmountable, then as a person, you're just going to find happiness. The happiness isn't at the top. It's not at the top of the mountain. I guarantee you, it's not up there. The happiness has to be found in the first step, the second step, the 200th step, and so on.
Fantastic. And to find out if Jeff survived, you'll have to get a copy of the book, The Call of Kilimanjaro. You can get it wherever you purchase books. Thanks a lot for stopping in with us, Jeff. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, I'd like to hear from you. What inspires you? What has helped you take that first step on a journey that seems so hard? You can call me or text us on the WCCO Talk and Text line, 651-461-9226. We'll be back with more. I'm Dave Schrader. This is News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.